啊，愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all。
我们这个礼拜的读经啊，《民数记》从十七章开始，一直到二十三章。
Bible reading is from Numbers chapter 17 to 23。
那在《民数记》这个礼拜的读经当中，我们可以看到有两条蛇。
We can see two different types of serpents here。
啊，一个是在二十章哈。
One is in chapter 20.
二十一章。
In chapter 21.
啊，一个是火蛇，一个是铜蛇。
One is a fiery serpent, and the other is a bronze serpent.
啊，那我们就从这两条蛇来思想一些啊属灵的教训。
Let's reflect on some of the spiritual teachings of these serpents.
啊，首先我们来看啊旧约圣经啊神怎么启示保罗来看。新约圣经啊，神怎么启示保罗来看旧约圣经
？Let's first take a look at a New Testament and how God inspired Paul to view the Old Testament.
啊，因为有时候我们要明白旧约圣经，要从新约来看。
Because sometimes for us to understand the Old Testament, we must look at it from a perspective of the New Testament.
啊，因为旧约是影子，新约是实体。
Because the Old Testament is a foreshadowing of the New Testament, which is the body.
哦，那旧约这个出埃及这个历史真正的含义是新约的天路历程。
And the journey in the wilderness in the Old Testament represents the journey to a heavenly kingdom in the New Testament.
我们要看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
弟兄们，我不愿你们不晓得，我们的祖宗都在云里海中经过，在云里还是受洗归的摩西。
Moreover, brethren, I would not that you be ignorant how that our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
所以在这里呀，告诉我们过红海啊，就是受洗。
Here it indicates that passing through Red Sea is like getting baptism in the water.
哦，然后在出埃及记的前半部啊，摩西就是代表预表主耶稣。
And so the first beginning of Exodus, Moses represented the prefiguration of Jesus Christ.
但是不是摩西的一生啊，就是他前半部预表主耶稣。
Not the whole life of Moses, only his first part of his life.
那摩西后来因为击打磐石两次，那不能进迦南地。
And because Moses struck the stone, the rock, twice, and so he was prevented from going into the land of Canaan.
哦，那当然从教训上来讲，就是他做了神不喜欢的，所以他就有一个后果在里面。
And from the spiritual perspective, it is because he disobeyed God's command, and so there was a consequence to his actions.
但是也有属灵的含义。
There was also a spiritual teaching to this.
因为神借着摩西颁布律法。
Because God used Moses to pass on the law and regulations.
那迦南地就是代表神的国。
And Canaan represented the kingdom of heaven.
哦，所以人没有办法靠守律法来得到神的国。
And so it represents that man is unable to obtain justification to go enter heaven. By observing the law.
所以摩西不能够进入迦南。
And therefore Moses was unable to enter into the land of Canaan.
哦，因此这个摩西的前半部预表主耶稣，但是后半部就不能代表主耶稣。
And so the first half of Moses, we can say that he prefigured Jesus Christ, but not his latter life.
哦，那受洗啊，就是出埃及，所以就是旷野路的开始。
And after baptism, we're passing through Red Sea, we journey into the wilderness.
那到第四节开始，喝了一样的灵水，随着灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。
Verse 4, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
那第三节，吃了一样的灵食。
Verse 3, and did all eat the same spiritual meat.
所以这样看起来，玛纳就是预表我们属灵路程的属灵粮食。
And so here it represents that manna is that spiritual bread of life that we are to partake in our daily lives.
那从那个磐石流水，那个水就是指着灵水，就是圣灵。
And that spiritual drink of that spiritual rock represents the Holy Spirit.
所以在天路历程属灵的粮食、属灵的水是不可以缺少。
And so in that journey to the kingdom of heaven, we cannot lack both a spiritual drink, which is Holy Spirit, and a spiritual meat, which is the bread of life, the scriptures.
主耶稣的话就是属灵的粮食。
And the spiritual meat represents the words of Jesus Christ.
然后从第五节开始。
And starting from verse 5,
说他们中间多半是神不喜欢的人，所以在旷野死了。
But with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness.
其实他们是神的选民，是神所拣选的。
How is this possible, since they were the chosen ones of God, the people of God?
所以以色列原来的意思就是神的王子。
The meaning of the word Israel means the prince of God.
也是很尊贵的。
They are very precious and noble status.
但是这里说，他们中间都是神不喜欢的。
Yet here it says that they were not well pleasing to God.
所以不是以色列人这个尊贵的身份就自动的神会喜欢他们。
And so it does not mean that they should take it for granted just because they're the chosen people of God that God will be well pleased with them.
而是他们的生活需要改变能够到神期待他们的标准。
But that their life needs to be transformed so that they meet the expectation of God for them in their daily lives.
所以第六节开始就是说他们在旷野一些倒闭死的一些原因。
And verse 6, it begins to describe all the different reasons why they started to collapse in the wilderness.
第六节下面就是他们贪恋恶事。
And in the second half of verse 6, in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, it says they lusted.
那这个恶事是什么？从第七节开始就指出几点比较重要的。
And lusted after evil things, which are enumerated in verse 7 and forwards.
第一个就是拜偶像。
The first one is when they're idolaters.
特别是偶像。
They worship idols.
对，这个特别是巴利的偶像。
Especially the idol of Baal.
那第二个就是第八节犯奸淫。
And second sin they committed was the sin of adultery.
所以两万三千人死了。
Fornication, and so 23,000 died in one day.
那第三个就是试探主，在第九节。
And the third place where they had fallen was in verse 9, where they tempted Christ.
这就是埋怨神了。
And this means they complained against God.
然后第四个，第十节。
And then the fourth mistake they made was in verse 10.
就是发怨言。
They were murmuring or complaining against God.
那十一节，这些事要做我们的鉴戒。
And verse 11 says, all these things happen so that they are our examples.
并且写在经上警戒这个末世的人。
They are written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come.
所以在旧约圣经那个历史所发生的这个事情要做新约时代的一个鉴戒。
So all the events that are recorded in the Old Testament are written for the purpose of giving us the admonition or warning for our end time.
就是要从属灵上来看。
And so we view the Old Testament from a spiritual perspective.
那我们今天就从民数记的二十一章来看所谓发怨言这件事情。
Therefore, we should study Numbers chapter 21 to study how they murmured or complained against God.
我们先来看民数记的二十一章。
Let's look at Numbers chapter 21.
民数记二十一章。
Numbers chapter 21.
第四节。
Verse 4.
他们从何尔山起行，往红海那一条路走，要绕过以东地，百姓因为这个路很难走，心中甚是烦躁。第五节，就怨毒神跟摩西说：“你们为什么把我们从埃及领出来，使我们死在旷野呢？这里没有粮食，没有水，我们心里厌恶这个淡薄的食物。”这个地方 从第四节我们一直念到第六节啊，以色列百姓发怨言。
We can see from Numbers chapter 21, verse 4 to 6, the Israelites continue to grumble against God.
那到底什么原因呢？
And why did they grumble against God?
啊，如果一句话就是，旷野很难走，很辛苦。
We can say because the wilderness was a very challenging trek.
啊，大家都不喜欢受苦。
Everyone did not enjoy the suffering.
所以人在受苦的时候都会发怨言。
And so when people are in the midst of suffering, they would like to grumble.
那我们就来看哦，在以色列百姓这个出埃及的过程当中。
And so when we see the whole course of the Exodus from Egypt and in the wilderness,
他们最少经历三种的苦。
They suffer three types.Endure three types of sufferings.
那有时候我们在想，哎，我们的一生好像也差不多。
And when we compare our lives to them, our lives are similar.
第一种苦就是出埃及记的第二章。
The first type of suffering they had was the pain recorded in Exodus chapter 2.
我们看出埃及记第二章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 2.
第三章。
Exodus chapter 3.
第七节。
Verse 7.
神说，我的百姓埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了。他们因受督工的辖制所发的哀声，我也听见了。我原来知道他们的痛苦。第八节。
Verse 8.
我下来要救他们脱离埃及人的手，领他们出那地到美好宽阔流奶与蜜之地。
And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people.Which are in Egypt, and I've heard their cry by the reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them out of that land unto a good land, and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of Canaanites.
那这里说他们神看见他们的苦。
Here it records that the Lord saw their sorrows.
所以神要下来。知道他们苦，所以神要下来看看。
And therefore, he has come down to deliver them.
那这个苦是什么
？And what type of suffering was this?
23节，第二章。
In chapter 2, verse 23.
过了多年，埃及王死了，以色列人因做苦工，就叹息哀求他们，他们的哀声达到神面前，就是做苦工。
And this type of affliction was from the fact they were in bondage as slaves in Egypt.
所以新的法老王就让他们受苦。
And the new king of Egypt allowed them to suffer.
那这个就是代表还没有信耶稣以前。
This represents the period of time when we have not yet believed in Jesus Christ.
还没有信耶稣以前，我们是在魔鬼的掌管下。
When we have not yet believed, we are under the control and dominion of the evil one.
那魔鬼用各种不同的方法让我们受苦。
And so the evil one will use all different tasks and all different measures to suffer us.
有的是在罪里面受苦。
And some of them may be afflicted in the midst of sinning.
有各种不同的方法。
And there are many different means.
有的在魔鬼的这个控制之下受苦。
Some of them have been ensnared under Satan's control.
那当以色列百姓开始呼求，神就怜悯他们。
However, these Israelites started to cry to their Lord God, and God heard them.
为什么会呼求？因为很苦啊。
Why would they cry to God? Because they were in such deep pain.
所以你看这个一般人生活很舒服。
And so we can compare to most people today, if they are living in a lap of luxury.
人不会想去呼求神，很少了，不是说没有。
It will be very unlikely.For them to pursue after God, will cry to God.
你如果看那个慕道者，你把它分类。
If you look at the truth seekers that come to visit, you can separate them into several categories.
那个生活很舒服的会来慕道，而且会很认真在祷告，很少。
And those that have enjoyed good life, it will be very rare for them to be very diligent in seeking after the truth.
那真的会很认真在追求，真的会来寻求神，大部分都是。刚刚的新移民需要依靠，或者说有什么问题没有办法解决。
And those who are very diligent in seeking the truth are those who have encountered struggles in life or problems that they need the Lord.
所以，这个跟出埃及记写的一样。
And that is very similar to the circumstances in the book of Exodus.
人向神呼求，那既然有这个需要，神就下来救人。
When man cries out to God, God will come down and deliver us from our problems.
所以受苦不一定不好。
And so suffering sorrows is not necessarily bad.
他如果在埃及过得很舒服，跟约瑟的时代的生活一样，他根本就不会想出埃及。
If you think about this, if the Israelites were still enjoying their life in Egypt, just as the time of Joseph, they would never have departed Egypt.
那永远在埃及当奴隶。
And they will forever be slaves in the land of Egypt.
那现在受苦了，他就想出来。
And so now that they are under affliction, they want to leave.
那出来就不需要当奴隶了。
And once they want to leave, they will no longer be slaves.
所以一旦受洗了，脱离魔鬼，就不需要当奴隶了。
And so after true seekers are baptized, they are no longer in bondage to Satan.
好，那出来过了约过了红海之后
，But after they have passed through the Red Sea,
那我们就想哦，神爱他们，为什么要让他们在旷野受苦
？And then we consider this question: Why does God want them to suffer in the wilderness if God loves them so much？
哦，神你没有办法让他们不要受苦。
There is a way for God not to let them to suffer.
哦，当然有。
Of course.
哦，但是神为什么要让他们受苦
？Yet God chose to let them suffer. Why？
他不是很爱他们吗
？Doesn't God love them？
那很爱他们，为什么让他们受苦
？If God loves them so much, why does He give them afflictions？
所以有时候我们也会这样想。
And so we may consider this question.
如果神很爱我，我怎么会受苦？
If God loves me so much, why does He give me so many troubles in life？
哦，但是好的就是。受苦啊，能够解释。
But we can explain our troubles.
啊，所以圣经说，在患难中啊，要思想。
And so the Bible says, when we are in the midst of affliction, we need to consider.
你看，一个人顺利的时候，在思想神的时候很少。
We know that when we are in a life of bliss, we will not think very much about God.
哦，都是世界一直去啊。
We will continue to pursue the ways of the world.
但是当一个人受苦，人就觉得说，人要需要神。
But when a person is under affliction, then they will seek to know God.
那为什么啊，神要让以色列人受苦
？And why would God want to give affliction to the Israelites？
我们看《生命记》。
Let's look at Deuteronomy.
啊，《生命记》的第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
《生命记》第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
十二节。
Verse 12.
恐怕你吃得饱足，建造美好的房屋居住。十三节。
Verse 13.
你的牛羊增多，你的金银增添，并你所有的全部增增加。十四节。
Verse 14.
你就心高气傲，忘记了神将你从埃及为奴之家领出来，十五节。
Verse 15.
与你经过那特尔可怕的旷野，那里有火蛇、蝎子、干旱、无水之地，他曾为你使水从坚硬的磐石流出来，十六节。
Verse 16.
就在旷野将你列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你，是要苦练你、试验你，叫你终脚享福，十七节。
Verse 17.
恐怕你心里说，这货财是我力量、我能力得来的。所以这个特别是十六、十七节讲得很清楚。
It specifically says here in Deuteronomy 8, verse 16 and 17.
就是当他们到迦南地以后
，After the Israelites arrived in Canaan，
他们开始盖房子，生活过得很舒服。
They started to build their homes and they enjoyed their lives.
那牛羊增加。
Their goats and sheep start to accumulate, multiply.
那个时候人就忘记了神。
They start to be forgetful toward God.
忘记了神就说这些都是我们努力来的。
They think that all these things were based on their own capabilities.
那如果人一开始想这些都是我努力赚来的，那神在哪里
？When they think their own hand is the one who got them all this wealth, then they have left out God.
所以在十六节说，苦练你，试炼你，叫你终究享福。
And so verse 16 says that God wanted to use all these obstacles and sufferings to humble them, to do good to them.
那个英文就很清楚了 ，humble 这受苦让我们谦卑啊。
And all these afflictions served the purpose of humbling us.
那怎么会受苦会让我们谦卑呢？
Why is it that afflictions will make us humble?
就是有一天我们生活好了。
Is that one day when our lives improve?
好像以色列百姓，他们想说，哦，我们过去旷野什么都没有带来。
And just as the Israelites, when they thought back to their days in the wilderness, they had nothing that they had brought with them.
是神啊，养活我们。
It was God who, nurtured and fed them.
是神带领我们。
It was God who personally led them out of the wilderness.
如果没有神，我们今天怎么有可能到？这么美好的地方。
And so they can recall that if it were not for the hand of the Lord, how could they have gone to the land of milk and honey in Canaan?
所以人在生活很舒服的时候，心中充满着感谢。
And so after they have gone from affliction into blessing, they can be filled with thanksgiving in their hearts.
那这样人就可以继续不断活在神的恩典中。
And that's how they can continue to abide in the blessings of God in their lives.
所以人受苦越多之后啊，得到神越大的恩典，我们人越不会骄傲，越谦卑。
And so the more that a person receive afflictions and receive grace from God, then they will continue to be humbled and to be thankful toward God.
那神赐恩给谦卑的人，我们就可以一生一世继续享受神的恩典。
And because God only gives the grace to the humble, so we will continue to be able to enjoy His grace and daily blessings.
那没有经过苦难，我们人不知道自己的有限。
And if a person never goes through any afflictions, they will not understand that they have limitations as humans.
人没有经过苦难，不知道自己很多事情做不到。
Without going through affliction, they are not realizing that they have many things that they cannot do.
不容易谦卑。
Then, so they will not be humble.
所以为什么在旷野要受苦？
And so that's why we would have to undergo afflictions in the wilderness.
好，我们再看第八章。
Let's look at
生命记第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
第二节。
Verse 2.
也要纪念主你的神在旷野引导你这四十年是要苦练你试验你要知道你的内心如何肯守他的诫命不肯。
And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee to know that was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no.
有时候我们连自己也不知道自己的心呢。
Many times we do not even know the condition of our hearts.
那受苦就是考试。
And so when we receive affliction, it is a test to our hearts.
到底我们信主这么久了，我们圣经也读好多遍，到底我的信心到什么程度？
And since we have believed in the Lord for so many years and we study the Bible so many times, exactly how deep is our faith to our God?
有时候连我们自己也不知道。
We are not certain of the depth of our faith.
那受苦就是考试，一考了我们才发现，我信心还是有很多努力的空间。
And only after we undergo affliction will we realize that our faith is fallen short of the standard of God.
那这样我们一直努力，信心才会一直进步。
And we realize that there are many things we need to continue to diligently pursue to increase our faith.
那没有受苦，我们都一直以为说，我圣经懂得很多，就是我的信心很好，不是这样。
Without affliction, then many of us will be content and satisfied with our own Bible knowledge, our state of our faith.
圣经读得很多很好，但是实际的信心有时候就要在生活当中这样一直体验，一直去培养。
And the fact that we may have read the Bible many times doesn't represent that we really know the Bible or that our faith has undergone enough experiences to know the Lord.
好，我们再看第三节。
Verse 3.
他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你跟列祖所不认识的玛哪赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出来一切的话。
And he humbled you and suffered you to hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, neither did the fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord.
人活着不单是靠物质啊，食物就是物质。
So when a man survives,is not simply on the material elements.
还是要靠神口里出来的话。
We must live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord.
就是神给我们的应许，神给我们的恩典。
These are the blessings, the promises that the Lord has spoken to us.
所以接下去的 的第四节说，四十年衣服没有穿破，鞋子也没有，脚也没有肿。
In verse 4, it shows how God blessed them in that their shoes did not wear out and their clothes did not wear out.
只要神的恩典临到，四十年穿不破，这是神迹啊。
And so it was a miracle that for 40 years their clothes and their shoes never wore out.
所以我们活越久越发现，人除了物质之外，还要有神啊，这生活才会能够满足。
The older that we survive in this world, the longer we realize that without God, our survival here means nothing.
那没有受过苦，我们就一直觉得说，只要物质就可以。
And without affliction, then we are satisfied and we depend solely on the material world.
我问过一个姐妹，她生一次大病。
One time I asked a sister who had gone through great illness.
我问她说，你有什么感想？
I asked her, do you have any kind of reflections?
只有神是真的，其他的都是假的。
And her conclusion was that only God is true, all the other things are false and deceptive.
以前安息日很少看到。
In the past, she never showed up very much for Sabbath days.
她上班赚钱。
She will spend all her time and energy to pursue after making money.
对她来讲，那可能是比较真的。
To her at that time, that was the more real thing in her life.
但是当她开始有忧郁症、脊椎骨发生问题的时候
，But after she started to have back problems and depression，
她也没有办法去赚钱。
She could no longer make a living。
医生也没有办法医她。
And the doctors could not heal her。
那个时候她才了解，赚钱的钱是不能够医你这些东西的。
And that time she realized all the money she had accumulated could not give her good health。
最后呢，回来找神，那些病都好了。
And after she returned to God, all her illnesses were completely healed by God alone.
那以后每个礼拜六都来守安息日。
After that experience, she came to Sabbath regularly every week.
人活着不单靠食物了，不单是靠钱了。
And so when a man lives, they do not live by bread alone, meaning the material things of life.
人还需要神呢。
They do need God in their everyday lives.
所以因为这几个原因呢。
And because of all these reasons,
所以以色列百姓受苦。
And so the Israelites suffered many afflictions.
好，那我们再回到出埃及，民数记的二十一章。
Turning back to Numbers chapter 21.
那以色列百姓他没有办法了解神的心。
The Israelites could not understand how God's heart feels.
他只看到说我生活很辛苦，我就埋怨神。
All they could see was their sad state of affairs, and so they just grumbled against God.
他想不出来，神让他受苦里面有一套道理。
They didn't understand that when God gave them affliction, there was a purpose that was well-meaning to them.
那这一套道理到最后是为着他好。
And all these was a very good intent by the Lord God.
他想不出来。
They couldn't understand or fathom his will.
那想不出来，他就发怨言。
And because they couldn't understand God's will, they started to grumble against God.
所以为什么神不喜欢人发怨言？
And why would God dislike when man grumble against him?
因为发怨言表示神带领我这一条路是不好的。
Because when we complain to God, it is protesting against God that the road He is taking us is not the right road.
神让这个事情发生是不好的。
When God gives us an affliction, we're telling Him He doesn't know what He's doing.
那这样就对神的智慧、神的能力打一个问号。
And this shows a challenge or rebellion against the wisdom and the authority or sovereignty of God.
但是圣经叫我们说，凡事要谢恩啊。
But the Bible teaches us to give thanks in all circumstances.
那为什么感谢得下去？
And how are we able to give thanks in all circumstances?
就是我们能够了解说，这虽然我不太愿意，这是对我有好处。
Because we understand that even though these are things we do not enjoy, but we know that all things work for the good of those who love Him.
所以我感谢神。
And so therefore, we will trust in God and we continue to praise and thank Him.
那当我们在感谢神的时候，就表示我承认神的安排是好的。
And so when we praise and thank Him, we are confessing that God's will is the best for us.
这需要智慧去了解，这需要极大的信心去接受。
This requires tremendous faith and wisdom to be able to accept The life that God has given to us.
所以以色列百姓啊，发怨言，神就不喜欢。
And so when the Israelites grumbled against God, it was very displeasing in His sight.
那我们前面看到有几个发怨言。
We saw several grumbles or complaints that the Israelites had.
东西不好吃。
The first thing, they didn't like what they were given to eat. They said it was not pleasing to them.
这里是路很难走。
Secondly, the journey was very difficult to tread.
这个东西不好吃，就是属灵的生活好像很平淡。
And so when they said those things were not, those foods were not favorable to them, means that their daily life was boring.
为什么我信耶稣，主耶稣没有侍服像别人这样，我可以到处去玩，我可以怎样怎样，我生活每天的生活都是很普通。
And so some people will complain, how come my life, after believing in the Lord, is not full of vacations and pleasures and wonderful events like others?
那这里路很难走。
And they said this journey is very difficult to go on.
凡是立志要在耶稣基督里面敬虔度日的，圣经说都要受逼迫。
And because everyone who makes a promise that they would follow the Lord in their daily life, they will suffer things in their lives.
所以我们就想不通啊，我一直遵守道理，为什么会受苦？
And so some people may not understand that if they're following the Lord, why would they suffer persecutions?
另外一个埋怨就是看到迦南地里面的人高马大。
And another problem they faced was that when they saw the giants in the land of Canaan, they were
我们要去得到我们期待那个信仰多的困难。
They turned cowards because they were afraid of meeting the giants that they had to fight.
那再来，他们发怨的就是人。
And the fourth reason why they grumble was because the people reasons.
对摩西不满意。
They were complaining against the man Moses.
就发怨的。
And so they grumbled against him too.
所以民数记我们读到这里就是让我们学到不要发怨的。
And so here we learn from Numbers not to grumble against God.
所以发怨的以后进入第三个苦。
And Once we grumble, we will enter into a third type of affliction.
这个第三个苦就是火蛇进到里面。
And that is the fiery serpent entering into our midst.
火蛇被咬了，就是很痛苦啊。
When a fiery serpent bites us, it is a painful trial.
我们看二十一章。
Let's look at chapter 21.
第六节。
Verse 6.
于是神使火蛇进到百姓中间，蛇就咬他们，以色列许多死了许多。
So the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and many of the people of Israel died.
所以人受苦，另外一个就是因为有罪。
So man suffers today sometimes is because of our own sins.
然后第七节。
And verse 7.
百姓到摩西那里说：“我们怨毒的神有罪了，求你叫神使这个蛇离开我们。”于是百姓摩西为百姓祷告。
Therefore, the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that He will take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people.
第八节。
Verse 8.
摩西对神对摩西说：“你制造一条火蛇挂在杆子上。”
Then the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent, set it on a pole."
然后凡被咬的一望，这蛇就必得存活。
And that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live.
第九节。
Verse 9.
摩西就造了一条铜蛇挂在杆子上，凡被咬的一望，这个铜蛇就活了。
So Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole, and so it was if a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived.
所以在最痛苦的时候，他们只要记得一件事情，回头看那个铜蛇。
So when they are in the worst of their sufferings and they are bitten by a fiery serpent, they only had to remember one thing, which is to turn back and look at that bronze serpent, they'll live.
那一看就活了。
As soon as they looked at it, they will survive.
所以那个铜蛇力量非常大。
And that bronze serpent's power is indeed tremendous.
那铜蛇是什么？
And what does that bronze serpent represent?
我看约翰福音。
We look at John.
约翰福音的第三章吧，是。
Chapter three.
第三章。
John chapter 3.
十四节。
Verse 14.
摩西在旷野怎样举起蛇，人子也被照样被举起来。十五节。
Verse 15.
叫一些信他的都得永生。
And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
神的灾意念是赐平安，不是降灾祸。
The will of God is to give us peace, not to give us tribulation.
所以其实神本身是不要我们受灾祸的。
And so God does not want to give us tribulation. That's not His will.
他是要我们得平安。
He would like us to have peace.
但是有时候是因为我们本身呢，我们走错了路。
But sometimes we have strayed from our own path.
好，那在我们受苦的时候，懂得仰望主耶稣。
But when we have walked the wrong path and we're suffering, we should look upon Jesus Christ.
神就会救我。
And then God will save us once again.
所以这个铜蛇就是好像主耶稣被举起来就被钉十字架。
That bronze serpent represents how Lord Jesus Christ was raised up and crucified on that cross.
让一切信他的都得永生。
And anyone who looks onto that cross shall be saved and delivered from their sufferings.
所以火蛇虽然是让人受苦。
And so though the fiery serpent will give us painful trials,
但是铜蛇带给我们希望。
But the bronze serpent shall give us hope.
人的软弱有时候被火蛇所咬。
Because of our weaknesses, we should be bitten by fiery serpents.
但是神的恩典造了一个铜蛇，让我们仰望他得救。
By the blessing of God, a bronze serpent has been created for us so that we can look unto him for salvation.
所以火蛇是神的公义。
And so the fiery serpent represents the judgment and justice of God.
但是铜蛇是神的慈爱。
And a bronze serpent represents the love and compassion and mercy of God.
所以在旷野里面，我们发现有神的公义，也有神的慈爱。
And so walking on this wilderness journey, we find the justice of God and the mercy of God.
这两个是并行的。
And these two come together.
这个都是为着我们好。
And these are all for our benefit.
我们要唱诗。
Let's sing him.
394.
394.